Today's daf is Chulin daf Chaf Hey. We are at the Mishnah, 12 lines from the bottom of daf Chaf Dalet Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Eliezer Yeshaya Ben Bracha. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Baruch Bendit Ben Rameir and Le'ilui Nishmas Nachum Ben Amram. So we're moving along at the very end of a long festa first perek of Maseches Chulin. We're in the middle of a digression. What's the theme of the digression? Kosher bezeh, pasul bezeh. Kosher bezeh, pasul bezeh. Today's daf is going to continue on this theme, but at this point, the digression is going to be very far from where we began. As a matter of fact, we're going to learn three Mishnayos in today's daf. The first two deal with the laws of Tumah v'Tahara. The third deals with the halachas of Trumas u'Maisras. So, first things first. We often say that in the world of Tumah v'Tahara, not all Tumah was created equally. Additionally, in the world of Tumah v'Tahara, not all Kalim that are Mekabel Tumah were created equally. Our Mishnah and the first part of today's daf is going to compare and contrast the unique status of a Kli Cheres as it relates to Tumah v'Tahara versus all other Kalim. And on that note, Zok Tehilug Mishnah. Tahir b'Kli Cheres, Tomei b'Chol HaKalim. Tahir b'Chol HaKalim, Tomei b'Kli Cheres. In other words, something that would not be considered a contraction of Tumah b'Kli Cheres, it's Tahir b'Kli Cheres, Tomei b'Chol HaKalim. If the same exact thing would happen to any other Kali, doesn't matter what, as long as it's not a Kli Cheres, that would impose Tumah. Tahir b'Chol HaKalim, and the reverse is true as well. Something that would not be considered a contraction of Tumah in the world of Kol HaKalim, Tomei b'Kli Cheres, would be Tumah in the world of Kli Cheres. What does this mean? So if we're following with the Signun, the theme of all these sugyas, the Gemara immediately brings a brisa that's wordier than the Mishnah. The brisa is very much going to explain what this Mishnah means. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabban, we learned at a brisa, Aver Kli Cheres Tomei, in the event that there's a Kli Cheres, and Tumah falls into the Aver, the ear space of the Kli Cheres. So it never touched physically the Kli Cheres, it was in the ear space. So for example, one of the Shmeina Shratzim are literally floating in the ear of the Kli Cheres. Dalach is Tomei. Vigabaitar. If, however, that same Sheretz or any Tumah would touch the back of the Kli Cheres, it would not contract Tumah. As it relates to Shar Kalim, Aver Kol HaKalim Tahar. In the event that Tumah goes into the Aver Tahar, it's going to be Tahar. The Gabon, however, as it relates to the back of all these other Kalim Tomei, there's going to be Tumah. Nimtza says the Braisa, Tahar B'Kli Cheres, Tomei B'Chol HaKalim. Tahir b'chol hakelim, tamei b'kli cheres. In other words, tahir b'kli cheres, which is gabay, tamei b'chol hakelim, because gabay is mekabel tumah when it comes to shar kelim. Tahir b'chol hakelim, which is aver, tamei b'kli cheres, is going to be tamei in the world of kli cheres. Here's the bottom line. The way a kli cheres becomes tamei is different than the way that other kelim become tamei. A kli cheres only becomes tamei in the event that the tumah was in the aver of the Kli Cheres. Now, just to be clear, obviously, if it's in the Aver and it lands on the Kli Cheres, Bechal Masayim Mane, it's going to be Tomei. But the only way it can become Tomei is if the Tumah lands inside of the Kli Cheres, and even if it doesn't touch the Kli Cheres. The fact that it's in the Aver of the Kli Cheres, that's where the Tumah goes now. What if it touched the back of the Kli Cheres? It's going to be Tomei. When it comes to Shar Kalim, just the opposite. If it was merely in the Aver of the Kli Cheres, it's not going to be Tomei. If it touched the back of the Kli Cheres, or if it was inside the Kli Cheres, but it's not just in the Aver, it's physically touching the Kli Cheres, it's in that instance that it's going to be Tomei. Says the Gemara, you know, Animili, what's the makar to this? Meaning, obviously, this distinction between a Kli Cheres and Shar Kalim is not a Milsa Hatalya Besvara. This is not something that some Oika Harim came up with. This obviously has to be rooted in Sukkim. And the Gemara now is going to bring another Brisa, which is going to be even more explanatory than the previous Brisa. It's actually going to bring us the sources to these halachas. Says the Gemara, the Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a Brisa. So it says in the Torah, and this is the pasuk we need for the first part of the daf. V'chol kli cheres ashe yipol mehem el toichoy, kol asher besoichoy yitma So the chol kli cheres, any kli cheres, ache yipal mehem, one of the shmoyne shrotzim, el toichoy, into it, kol asher besoichoy, anything now that will fall into this keli, because the keli became tome. When did it become tome? When mehem, one of the shmoyne shrotzim, fell inside of it. Yes. Well, that thing is now going to be tame. What about the keli itself? You have to break the keli. Either way, says the Braisa Toichoi, from the fact that it says V'chol kli cheres atsheyipo mehem el toichoi, the halach is already going to be tame. We learn from here v'afal pishalei noga that the aver of the kli cheres, as long as it's inside the ear space, it's toichoi. Even if it's not touching it, that enough would be tame. Says the Braisa, how do you know? Ato imer afal pishalei noga oy enoy ela imkei noga. Maybe the only time this is going to be true if it was actually noga. Says the Braisa, Rabbi Yonason ben Aftolmas Omer. So Rabbi Yonason ben Aftolmas explained, Nemar, it says, Kol Asher Besoicha Yitma. Where does it say that? The second part of the pasuk. V'chol kli cheres asher yipol mehem el toichoy, Kol Asher Besoicha Yitma. Now, that Kol Asher Besoicha Yitma is talking about once the keli was already tame, in the event that something would fall into it, it would now become tame because it came in contact with the keli. Now, it says, not that it touched the keli, that thing that fell inside, call it oichlin, but rather it was betoichai. So says Rabbi Yonason ben Aftolmas, that being that it says the word toichai over there, and we learn from there, litame, that anything that's going to fall into the toich of the klicheris is going to become tame. V'nemar, and it says with regards to the way the klicheris became tame in the first place, asheyipo mehem el toichai, where does it say that regarding litame? How exactly it became tame? So ma toichai ha'amur litame, afal pishalei naga, just like the toichai that is describing how the klicheris is metame, something that falls inside of it. So it says toichai to teach me that even if it doesn't touch it, the fact that it's in its ear space, that alone is going to be enough for it to be tame. Af toichai ha'amur litame. So through the toichai that's describing how the klicheris itself became tame, afal pishalei naga, even if it did touch it, the halacha is that it is going to be tame. Here's the point. Said Rabbi Yonis ben Aftolmas, you want to know what the makor is that klicheres becomes tame betoichai? It's because the Torah uses the same word toichai to describe how the klicheres becomes tame that it does to describe how the klicheres will be metame. What's the word? The word is toichai. That's how it becomes tame. Kol asher besoicha yitma is the way it's metama. And said Rabbi Yonis ben Aftolmas that as it relates to the toichai being metama, it's afal pishaloi naga. So as it relates to the toichai where it's becoming tame, that's also going to be afal pishaloi naga. Now, what's the question that needs to be asked? What's not 100% clear from Rabbi Yonis ben Aftolmas's shtikl Torah? How do you know that the toichai of kol asher besoicha yitma that's being metama, that second toichai, how do you know it means afal pishaloi naga? So the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, v'hasa minalan. How do you know that that toichai means, even if it didn't touch it, so now I could say that the first toichai is like the second toichai? I'm Rabbi Yonison, Rabbi Yonison explained, ha-toira idal klicheres. The Torah was made on a klicheres, and the Torah said, even if the klicheres would be full of chardal, be full of mustard seeds, and then what would happen is another mustard seed would fall inside of it. The middle mustard seeds would be tame, even though it's not making any contact with the walls of the klicheres. Why? Because kol asher besoicha yitma. So the stimas haloshen of kol asher besoicha is mashma, as long as it's physically inside the keli, even if it's not touching the floor, it's not touching any of the walls. So being that it's very mashma from the pasuk alein, kol asher besoicha yitma, the second one, that it's going to be metama afal pishalei naga. So the first one of kol klicheres ashipom mehem el toichai, we assume is going to mean that as well. Either way, so minani mili, we got one part of the equation, one fourth of the equation, right? So we know now what the makar is, that a kli cheres is metama betoichai afal pishalei naga. It's because it says v'chol kli cheres ashiipa mehem el toichai, and toichai means afal pishalei naga. How do you know that? Because the next words are kol asher besoicha yitma, and that besoicha I know means afal pishalei naga. How do I know that? Because atayri idal kli cheres va'afilu malei chardol. So if that toichai means afal pishalei naga, it makes sense the toichai that it says four words earlier means the same thing. It's talking about a kli cheres, so I know kli cheres is metama afal pishal enaga. Sok the gemara. Amalei Ravada bar Rahava the Rava. Ravada bar Rahava told Rava. V'hei kli cheres metama migaboy. So I have a makar that a kli cheres could be metama b'toicha, but the Mishnah, the Brisa said that migaboy it's not. L'chur doesn't make any sense. Once I know that it's metama b'toicha, I should know it's metama b'gabay as well. In other words, if you can hit the pause button right now, you would say, okay, I know a kli cheres is metama b'toicha. How do I know it's not metama b'gabay? Because it doesn't say it anywhere in the Torah. All it says is kol hashev esoicha. Right, so that's probably what you would say now. But Amalei Rav Adi bar Rahava lo Rava, based on the mid of Kal v'Chomer, which is one of the 13 tools that we have to be able to darshan the Torah, I should say that even though it's not mefurish anywhere, migaboy, but I should know it logically. Why? Ma kol hakelim, ma dechol kelim she'im metamim me'avirim, metamim begabon, ma dechol kelim that are not metamim be'avirim. There's no halach of toichin when it comes to shar kelim, but they're metamim begabon. Kli cheres she'metamim be'avirim, and it didn't she'metamim begaboy. So a kli cheres which is metamim be'avirim certainly should be metamim migaboy, based on Kal v'Chomer. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what the answer is. It says, V'chol kli pasuach asher ain't somid pasul olav. And the pasuk continues and says, Tamehu. Now this pasuk is in the context of Tomas Meis. This is the beginning of Parashas Chukas. And we know anything that's in the Oil HaMeis becomes Tameh. In fact, the pasuk says, even Kalim that are in the Oil HaMeis would become Tameh. Stating that, the pasuk says, V'chol kli posuach, any keli that's open, asher ain't somit pasul olav, that's not sealed shut, that, if it's in the Oil HaMeis, is going to be Tameh. Now, what kind of keli are we talking about? Sounds like any keli, right? Stating that, Zok the Gemara, no. Is that keli shetum masoi koydemes lepischoi? The lashon kol kli pasuach sounds like we mean a specific keli. A pasher means just an open keli. But Chazal understood that it's actually giving me a description of a specific type of keli, and it's a keli that tum masoi is koydemes lepischoi. That tumah comes as soon as it enters the entranceway of the keli. Now, what keli becomes tameh as soon as the tumah is koydemes lepischoi, as soon as it enters? Heavy yom is ekli cheres. How do I know that? Because kol hashev esoicha yitma afal pi shelo enaga. Oh, so the Torah is for sure talking about a kli cheres. And what does the Torah say? That in the event that it's ain't tamid pasul olav, it's going to be tameh. V'chi ain't tamid pasul olav, who the tameh? Hayesh tamid pasul olav. But if it's sealed shut, tar, it's going to be tar. Why is it going to be tar? It's going to be tar because the inside of it is sealed off, but the outside of it is not sealed off. So the back, the gaboy of the keli, is exposed to the oil with his mace, with his tumah, and if that's the case, it should be tameh. Oh, so you say meres. You see from here that a kli cheres is only metame betoichai, but it's not going to be metame begaboy. So now we already know half of the equation. We know the whole kli cheres part of the sugya. A kli cheres we know is metame be'aviroi. It's not metama bigaboy. How do you know it's metama ba'aviroi? Because it says v'chol kli cheres hashiyipo mehem el toichoi. Toichoi means afal pishaloi naga. How do you know that? Because the next words kol hashev esoicha yitma. It's metama afal pishaloi naga. How do you know that? Hatari ida al kli cheres v'afilu mali chardel. Also, if that's the case, I know for sure it's metama b'toichoi. Let it maybe also be metama bigaboy. What are you talking about? It doesn't say it anywhere in the Torah, but based on kol v'chaymer, I should know that. Torah says it does say it mefurish in the Torah. It says v'chol kli pasuach asher ein tzomit pasul olav tamehu. The Chol Kli Pasuach is talking about Mi Shetumosoi Koydemes Lepischoi, which is a Kli Cheres, and it's Mavur that the only time it contracts Tumah is in the Oil HaMeis if it's ain't Tzomit Pasul Olav, but if Tzomit Pasul Olav then not Ay Gaboy, must be it's not going to be Metame Begaboy. Either way, moving along now to the Kol HaKelim part of the Sugya. Freak the Gemara of you Kol HaKelim Metamim Ba'aviron. All Kelim should be Metame Ba'aviron. Now, as it relates to other Kelim being Metame a big abon, that's pasha. Why is it pasha? Because that's the way tumah usually contracts. That's always the way it is. Something becomes tameh when it touches something else that's tameh. Kli cheres is a chiddush, but as it relates to kol hakelim, that's not included in this parsha mechudeshes of the kli cheres. For sure, it's going to be tameh begabay. The question, however, is that why is it that it's not metameh ba'avir? Now, what are you going to tell me? Because it doesn't say it. By the kli cheres, it says kol hashev esoicha yitma. Al rishonu manu mitzdarim, that is a chiddush that a kli cheres could become tameh me'avir. Mechat heis should be true for kol hakelim. The answer is the Gemara holds the mida of kal v'chaymer should teach it to me. So again, you kol hakelim metameh me'avir mi kal v'chaymer ma kli cheres she'ein metameh begabay metameh ba'avir kol hakelim shemetameh. In other words, from Kli Cheres, it sounds like to be metame ba'aviram is a little more obvious than being metame begavoy. Why? Because chicheris is not metame begavoy, but it is metame b'avir. That means if something's in the ear space, it's actually more of a siba for the tumah to be conveyed than if it only touches megavoy. So if I know for sure that kol hakelim are metame begavoy, then I should also know this as well. So the Gemara says, true, excellent point. Aba amakra, there's a pasuk. It says toichoy v'chol chicheris ashiipa mehem el toichoy, which is the makar that chicheris is metame b'avir, right? And we learn from toichoy toichoy shal zeh v'loy toichoy. There's a miut dafkir a klicheres when it comes to other kelim. Not, but the Gemara says vahani toichay ha darshinu. Didn't we darshin toichay? And by the way, we darshin both toichays. We darshin the first toichay v'chol klicheres hashipa mehem al toichay to teach me that a klicheres becomes tamei ba'avir, right? Avu bishlei naga. And then kol hashav toichay yitna teaches me that it's mitame if oichlim is gonna fall in avu bishlei naga, right? Afilu malichardol. So both toichays are already taken. So where's this third toichay that I'm going to be able to darshin? So the Gemara says that the truth is, in this pasuk, there's not just two toichais. Arba toichai ksivi. It says toichai four times. Now, if you look at the pasuk, it says it twice. It doesn't say it four times, right? Stating that it said toichai twice, and each time that it said toichai, it could have said toich. In other words, it says toichai when it could have said toich. And again, it said toichai when it could have said toich, which means that there's four premises in this pasuk here to be able to give a drasha. Chad, one is coming to teach me ligufe that kol hashav b'soichoy yitma. That's the toichoy that was the most obvious in terms of the taich, and that is that once the klicheris is established to be tameh, anything that falls inside of it is going to become tameh, even if it's only in the aver, even if it didn't touch the walls, because afilu moli chardol, even then it's going to be tameh. Okay, v'chad, the other one is ligzer. The other one, meaning the first one, right, we're going to Riktaveg's, is to learn that just like a klicheris is mitama ba'aver ava pishalei naga, so too it becomes tamei ba'aver ava pishalei naga. No, it was the first part of the sugya. V'chag, the third one is toichai shal zeh v'loi toichai shal achar. Oh, that's our drasha right here to tell me that shar kelim do not become tamei toichai. V'chad, and what's the fourth one? It's coming to teach me toichai v'loi toich toichai, that if something is toichai, it becomes tamei. But if it's in something that's in something else, then it's not going to be tamei. V'afilu klishetef matzel. And even if that inside keli is not a klicheres, it's a klishetef. It's something that you can wash, something you can be toivel in the mikvah. Right, klicheres, you can't toivel in the mikvah. As opposed to shar kelim, you can't. That's why it's called klishetef. Shetef is miloshen shtifa, right? It's wash. A keli that you could toivel in the mikvah, even that will go ahead and be matzel. But the point is that it says four times the word toichai, and because it says four times the word toichai, toich, toichai, toich, toichai, there's really four drushes to be had. Two, to teach me the ikar alocha that a klicheris is metame b'toichai, and it also conveys tumah through toichai. And the third one, which is really the one that we need, and that is toichai shal zeh v'loi toichai shal achar. And that's how I know, that the halacha is that shar kelim are not going to be tameh b'toich. But the Gemara asks one final question, and that is v'lo yehu kol hakelim mitame b'gabon ela mitoichan u'benegia. Maybe the halacha should be, as it relates to shar kelim, that the only way they are going to become tameh is if the tumo touched inside, but it also made contact, it also made negia. But maybe if tumah would touch the gabon of shar kelim, it wouldn't be tumah. What would be the basis to say that? Mikal v'chaymer? I think the mid of kal v'chaymer. Uma klicheres. Shemetama me'aviroi ena metama begaboy. Not the klicheres, which is metama b'aviroi, is not metama begaboy. So kol ha'kelim she'ei metama b'aviroi, shar kelim which are not metama b'aviroi, ena din she'ei metama begabon. Certainly they shouldn't be metama begabon. Now, you can't tell me that it's not metama begabon and it's not metama b'aviroi, because then how's it going to be tumah? The teretiz will be tameh b'toichon, albeit when you touch it. In other words, be'etzim, there's a kalvachomer that tells me that shar kelim should not become tameh megabon. What was the reason that we didn't unequivocally use it, and even use it to the point to tell me that shar kelim should even become tameh ba'aviron? It's because toichai shal zeh v'loi toichai shal achar. But tainas the Gemara, meet you halfway. I'll be made by mixas. Toichai shal zeh v'loi toichai shal achar, which is the hafka of the kal v'chomer, just says it can't be metame ba'aviron. But maybe I still should use the kal v'chomer to teach me that at the very least it's not going to be metame b'gabon. Let's just explain this one more time. When the Gemara initially asked that based on a kal v'chomer, shar kelim should be metame b'aviron, Right? Good kal v'chomer. What was the answer? The answer was, toicha shalzeva loy toicha shalacha. Tainas the Gemara. I hear toicha shalzeva loy toicha shalacha teaches me that I can't have a kal v'chomer to teach me that the shar kelim would be metame ba'avirim. But maybe I should tweak, dilute the kal v'chomer a little bit, be a moedim and mix us in the kal v'chomer, and at the very least say, let me use the kal v'chomer to teach me that shar kelim can't be metame b'gabon. Okay, it's not teaching me that it's mitame ba'avirim, because toicha shalzeva loy toicha shalacha. You want the kal v'chomer to teach me that it should not be mitame b'gabon. So when would it become tami? It would become tami if it's betoichon, but it's actually touching it as well. Of azoy vait, I should have that same kal v'chomer, and here I don't have a toicha shalzeva loy toicha shalacha, because that's only a hafka in avir afal pishalei naga. But hamia, as it relates to it not becoming tami begabon, let me use the kal v'chomer. The Gemara says amakra, for that I have a pasuk as well. It says v'chol kli pasuach asher ein tzomit pasul olav tomehu. This is the pasuk that's talking about tumas oil, tumas mace, and it says that if you have a kli pasuach, which we said means a kli cheres, if there's ain't tamid pasul olav tomehu da lachas, it's going to be tame. Hi, says the Gemara, it's tafka that kli cheres, the chi ain't tamid pasul olav tame. It's near that there's a lach of ain't tamid pasul. Ha yesh tamid pasul olav tar. Har kala kelim, as it relates to other kelim, bein she yesh tamid pasul aleim, bein she ain't tamid pasul aleim, etamid, they're going to be tame. In other words, that same pasuk of v'chol kli pasuach hashe ain't tamid pasul olav tame hu, which taught me that a kli cheres is not metame b'gaboy, also teaches me that shar kelim are metame b'gaboy. Because the diak in the pasuk is dafka a kli pasuach, which is what? That's a keli, that's a kli cheres. That if it ain't summit puzzle all of Tamahu, but yeah, summit puzzle all of it's going to be tar. But as it relates to Shar Kalim, it's not going to be the way it is. If that's the case, for sure I know that it's going to be Metame Begabas. Again, what's the final recap of the first part of today's daf? The final recap is the Mishnah had said, Tahir Bikli Cheres, Tame Bechala Kalim, Tahir Bechala Kalim, Tame Bikli Cheres. What does it mean? Tahir Bikli Cheres, Gaboy, Tame Bechala Kalim. Gaboy. Tar b'chala kelim, which is aver, afa pishaloi noga, tome b'klicheres, that's going to be a problem with klicheres. How do you know, as it relates to a klicheres, that it's mitamo b'aver, but it's not mitamo b'gaboy? The fact that it's mitamo b'aver, I know because it says, kol klicheres asher yipo mehem el toichoy, and we juxtapose that toichoy with the next squirrel's kol asher b'soichoy yitmo, and that means, afilu kli malichardel, afa pishaloi noga, just the fact that it's in the aver, so I know kol klicheres asher yipo mehem el toichoy, that automatically becomes tome. How do I know it's not metame b'gaboy? Because it says v'chol kli pasuach asher ain't summit pasul all of tamehu. I know it's talking about a kli cheres because kli pasuach is mashma that the tuma is kaidemes lepischa, and it's mashma dafka if it's ain't summit pasul all of tamehu. But if it's summit pasul, even though the gaboy is in the oil ameis and it's exposed to the tuma afilu hachi, it's not going to be an issue. So I know gaboy is going to be okay. Okay, what about as it relates to shar kelim? Toichai I know is not metama because it says four times toichai and one of the four is a toichai shal zeveloi toichai shal acher. How do I know Gaboy is going to be Tamei? That same Pasuk that teaches me that Gaboy is Tahir by Kli Cheres teaches me it's Tamei by Shar Kelim. Because Chol Kli Pasuach Hashem ain't Tamei Pasul of Tamei Hu, it's Dafke True by a Kli Pasuach. But as relates to Shar Kelim, this is not going to be the Halach. Either way, second Mishnah, which also deals with laws related to Tuma V'Tahira. In this case, we're going to be comparing and contrasting not Kli Cheres and Shar Kelim, but rather Kli Eitz and Kli Matches. Zok the Mishnah, Tar B'Kli Eitz, Tomei B'Kli Matches, Tar B'Kli Matches, Tomei B'Kli Eitz. So Eitz is Holtz, Eitz is wood, Matches is metal. What's Tahar B'Kli Eitz is Tomei B'Kli Matches, and what's Tahar B'Kli Matches Eisen is going to be Tomei B'Kli Eitz, right? If we teach Holtz, we have to teach Matches. Either way, Tana Rabbanu Zok Tegmar Abraisa. What does this Mishnah mean? Gomei Kli Eitz. So Gomei is Miloshin Goylem. This is a Goylem, right? So a Goylem is, Rashi would probably say Kamashmuay, right? Goylem is a Goylem. But in this context, a Goylem means like an unfinished product. So if you have Gomei Kli Eitz, you have a Keli that's made of Holtz, but it's Gomei. It's not 100% formed. Tmeim is going to be Tamei. We're going to see in the Gemara's beer of this that it means that it already is a Keli. So if you wanted to use it as a Keli, on some level you'd be able to use it, but it's not a finished product yet. But if you want to use it as a Keli, you could. Gomei Kli Eitz are Tmeim. Pshutei Kli Eitz are going to be tahar. Goyome klimatches. When it comes to klimatches, it's just the opposite. Tahirin, pshuteim, tmeim, nimsazok de braisa, tahir bikli eitz, which is the pshuteim, tame bikli matches, tahir bikli matches, which is the gome, tame bikli eitz, are going to be tame when it comes to a kli eitz. So again, what's the comparing, the contrasting as it relates to wood kalim versus metal kalim? Gome kli eitz. If you have a wood kalim that's not 100% complete, it's still makabel tumah. Pshute kli eitz, what does pshute kli eitz mean? It means it's a straight piece of wood. There's no receptacle. It doesn't have any base kibul. That's going to be tahar. When it comes to matches, it's just the opposite. Goyome kli matches are going to be tahar, as opposed to pshute kli matches, that already is going to be tame. Now, our Gemara is going to focus on the distinction between kli eitz and kli matches as it relates to the goyome. It's not going to say one word as it relates to the pshute kli eitz versus the pshute kli matches. So we're going to focus on half of the equation. We're not going to focus on the half of the equation. Rashi, however, speaks out what we need to know about the other half of the equation. So we'll mention that first. And that is, why is it that pshute kli eitz atahar versus pshute kli matches atame? So again, just to be clear, pshute kli eitz means if you have just a piece of wood. It's not a keli, it's not nothing. It's a piece of wood. It's a lot you could do with it. It has a lot of potential inside of it. But right now, it's gunished. All it is ashtikholz, literally. Versus metal, if you have a slab of metal, that's pshutei kli matches. The wood is not tame. The matches is tame. So it's really based on a pasuk. When the pasuk talks about the fact that eitz can be tame, so it says, it's vayikra yud aleph lamed beis, parsha shmini. Mikol kli eitz, oy beged, oy or, oy sok. Koil asher, yeyase melacha, bohem bamayim, yuva v'tame yada erev v'tahar. So the pasuk mentions that eitz can become tame, and it mentions it in the same context as a sock, as a sackcloth. And we learn from there that the only time eitz becomes tame is if it's tame to a sackcloth. Sackcloth has a base kibul, you can put something in a sack. So too, the only time eitz is going to be tame is if it's something you can put into a sack. When it comes to the fact that metal is tame, there the pasuk says, aches azov, ves akesef, ves anachoyches, kol dov asher yovei ba'esh taviru ba'esh, v'toyer, ach b'meim nida yischat, v'chol asher lo yovei ba'esh taviru. Don't say a word about a sackcloth. We compare eitz to a sackcloth. We don't compare matches to a sackcloth. From the fact that we compare eitz to a sackcloth, it has to be daimed to it. It has to have a base kibble, as opposed to if it's pshutei kli eitz. That's saying pshutei kli eitz is going to be taught. When it comes to matches, there's no such comparison. That's why in all situations it's going to be taught. So as it relates to that part of it, as it relates to tahar bechli eitz, tameh bechli matches, that's a rashi. What we're going to focus now on is on the next part. Tahir bikli matches, which is goyel mekli matches. You have a keli, but it's not a finished product yet. That's tame bikli eitz. By the matches, it's tahir. By the eitz, it's tame. That is something that requires a beer. First, the Gemara is going to define a little bit better what goyel mekli eitz and goyel mekli matches is, and then this Gemara is going to bring the sources for it. Says the Gemara, ve'elu in goyel mekli eitz. The following are an examples of goyel mekli eitz, kol she'asid lashof. So if you have a wooden keli, but you plan on polishing it, l'shabetz, or you're going to put nails, Rashi says, or different metals just to make it look very nice, l'gorer, you're going to smoothen it out, l'karkev, this is miloshin, the karkev ha'mizbeach, so you're going to embed like a netting inside of it, l'atiach betunis, or you're going to shave it down with the or of a certain fish called the tunis fish, mechuser cane, or you're going to put a stand on it. Right now it's missing the cane. Oy oygen, you're going to put a rim, like a lip on top of the keli. Oy oyzen, you're going to give it a handle. All these cases, they're gomel kliets, and what's the halach of gomel kliets? Tell me it's going to be a tom. Mechuser chatito, let's say you plan on engraving it, right? It's mechuser the actual chakiko. Tor, in that case, it's already going to be done. The Gemara says, mechuser chatito, pshito, that's pshute kliets. Right, if it's mechuser chatito, it sounds like it doesn't even have the base kibul. You didn't even engrave a keli. So of course it's going to be tar. The Gemara says, "Leitzricha the chakfiza bekav." You were planning on making a kav. That's what the area of the size of the base kibul was going to be, and ultimately you only made a kafiza, which is a much smaller share. You could have had a havamina that at the end of the day, lamaisa has a base kibul, so it's not pshute kliets. Kamash malon, that if it's mechusa chatita, that already is too rochik from what it's supposed to be, that's not called gomle kliets. In that situation, it's actually going to be tar. Either way, so we define gomle kliets. Feeling gomle kli matches, the following is gomle kli matches, almost identical list. Kol she osid, lashuf, you're going to end up polishing it, lishab. chavitz, you're going to put nails inside of it. Ligari, you're going to smoothen it out. Likarker, or likarkev, to be consistent, you're going to embed this netting inside of it. Lahakish bakornis, you're going to clap it with a hammer, right? You're going to shape it out a little bit better. Michusakan, it's missing a stand, oygen, or a lip, oyzen, or a handle. All these cases, tar, it's going to be tar, because goymakli matches is tar. Michusakisoy, let's say it's missing a kisoy. So you already have this very fancy keli, but it just doesn't have a covering. Well, that's not considered mechusar. In that case, it's going to be freit gemar. Maishnahani. The obvious question: why is it that gomer creates his tame and gomer clean matches his tar? So the gemara says it was a machlokes amayra. Rabbi Yochanan, and said hoyl ulukovet asuyan. Clean matches are made lukovet. Right? Usually, you use it in a very dignified setting. So if it's not finished yet, it's not choshev. And being that it's not choshev, so it's not considered a keli. Right? The only time something is makabel tuma is if it's a keli. It has to be a dovish al chshivus. See mesachtes kelim. Whole mesachta associated with this. When it comes to cleats, these are billiger kelim. So as long as I can use it, it's already chashiv as a keli. But something that I only use in an oifen of chashivus, so unless it's in a chashiv estate, it's not going to be considered a keli. Rav Nachman said a different reason. He said, "Hoylu d'meim yukarim." He said, because if you have a finished kli matches, it's very, very expensive. So obviously, if you're in the middle state of fashioning this keli, you're going to finish the job because you want it to be more expensive. So being that it goes up so much in price once it's a finished product, so right now it's considered unfinished. It's only going to be finished when it's taka finished, when, you know, tachlis, case of menulin, you can get something out of it. As opposed to kliyetz, it's a billiga masa anyways. It's not a very valuable keli. So the fact that it's unfinished is neither here nor there. That's the reason that there's a difference. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's about the way you use the keli. According to Rabbi Nachman, right, Rabbi Nachman, you're always passing like him in Dine Mominus, good way to remember. But it's about the money. That's why Rav Nachman said there's a difference between eitz and between matches. Says we're my benayu. What's the nafkemino? Ike benayu. Don't try this at home. Kli etzem. If you have kelim that are made of bones, what's the chilek? So if kelim that are made of bones are not lekovod asuyim, right? So if you have a guest over, so you're not going to say, oh, look at this new dish that I got for my anniversary. What's it made of? Oh, it's made of a skull, right? So that's probably not something you're going to do. But at the same time, it is expensive because you got to kill some people in order to put this together, right? It's not such an easy collector's item, but, right? There's a process of how you get there. So if it's about lekovoy dasuyim, like Rabbi Yochanan said, kliyatzim is going to be like eight. If it's about dom of yikarim, kliyatzim is expensive. Zok de Gemara, I'll tell you something geschmack. For us, the Rav Nachman l'tameh, that based on this, machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Nachman, and the nafkamina that we just mentioned, which is kliyatzim, I'll tell you, Rav Nachman l'shitas. Rav Nachman said, kliyatzim ke kli matches damu. That when it comes to goyim mekelim and tumah v'tahira, he said, kliyatzim are like kli matches. What does it mean it's like clay matches? It's not mekabel tuma. Or Rav Nachman l'shitasi that said it's all about the money. Kli etzem is expensive. It's for that reason it's not going to be mekabel. The Gemara says, one second, I'm a little taken aback from this whole discussion. Mechal de kli etzem mekabel tuma? If you have a keli that's made of etzem, is it mekabel tuma? Now you're going to say, kana ben shayl, why not? Tell you why not. Doesn't say it in the Torah. Torah mentions all the different materials that are mekabel tumah. Shein emol, it says. A kesev, zov, nechishes. It talks about the sackcloth. It talks about the ur. It talks about the klicheres that we mentioned earlier. It mentions everything. Doesn't say anywhere that a keli made of bones is mekabel tumah, right? So, I mean, by the way, don't confuse this with that tzomos of a mace, etc. Of course, that's a heftz of tumah, tumas mace. But here we're talking about a keli that's made of atzomos that was not tumah, and now it contracting, being mekabel tumah, make a tasty. That's even the kids. Tomorrow says in the Tanya, it's a mafurish of rice. Rabbi Shmuel ben Noishel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broikoim. Ma Talmud Loimar. It says in the context, one of the many psukim in the Torah that talk about tumah v'tahira. It says v'chol maise izin tischato. So this is in Parshas Matos when the Yidden came back from Midian and they had all these kalim and a lot of different materials that were tameh. So they were instructed how to be matahir. So it says v'chol maise izin tischato. Now the words v'chol maise izin, Rabbi Shmuel ben Noach said, was extra. Lahavi, what's it coming to be? Marbe, Dover Abomino Izin. There's something that comes from Izin, a keli that was made from Izin. For example, Minakarnayim from the horns, Uminatlafayim from the hooves, to teach me that these things are going to become tummy. Now, why is this pasuk of a called Maisi Izin extra? Because we know already that sack that comes from Izin is Mekabel Tumah. We know that R from Izim is Mekabel Tumah. We know the Maisi Izim is Mekabel Tumah. So what exactly is this pasuk coming to be Marba? Or probably the Atzamos. That's something I want to know. The horns, the hooves, that I didn't know from any of the previous psukim. That's the chiddush over here. Okay, it says, Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshra Eichem and Breika, I know that Izim bones on the Kabbal Tumah. Shar behem v'chay minayin. How do you know others? Talmud Leimer says v'chol ma'ase imkein oy bazoy ma Talmud Leimer Izim. So I would give a shout out to Izim. Prat la'ifis, that has a good chulin feel to it. Prat la'ifis, because that Tumah of oifis, that's exclusive. We gave one example of a behemoth to know it's only true by behemoth, not true by oif. But the bottom line is mecha teisim mechlal. Whoever told you that that Tumah says Kabbal Tumah? It's a mefurish abrayis. I know from Parshas Maase v'chol ma'ase Izim is l'rabbi. The Kronayim and the Tlafayim, not only of the Izim, of Shar Behemoth, anything other than an Oif. Atzomis is going to be, Tommy, either way. What was the second Mishnah? Tar b'chliyetz, tami b'chli matches, tami b'chli matches, tami b'chliyetz. Tar b'chliyetz is pshutei chliyetz, tami b'chli matches is tami when it comes to chli matches. What's the difference? Because eitz is compared to sack, thus it has to be like a sackcloth. As opposed to matches is not compared to a sack. Tor b'kli matches, tami b'kli eitz, that's referring to golme. Golme kli matches is tahor, golme kli eitz is tame. What's the difference? Machloik is Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Yochanan said that being that kli matches ala kovet asuyim, they have to be complete. Rabbi Nachman said, hoylud meim yikorim, it's for that reason they have to be complete. Lamay nafkemina kli etzem, is kli etzem even mekabel tumah? Yep. Either way, moving along, one final short Mishnah. This last Mishnah deals with the laws of Chumas u'Maisris, which needs no introduction. Hachayev b'shkedim hamorim, anything that's chayev in Maisris, as it relates to bitter almonds, pata b'shkedim sukim, is going to be pata from Maisris as it relates to sweet almonds. Chayev b'mesukin, anything that's chayev when it comes to the sweet ones, patah b'marim is going to be patah when it comes to the bitter ones. So our Mishnah is comparing and contrasting almonds, specifically bitter almonds and sweet almonds, as it relates to the laws of Maestras. And here's the rule. If you chayev b'shkedim amarim, you patah b'mesukim. And if you chayev b'mesukim, you patah b'marim. What does this mean? A brisa, Tanu Rabbanon, Shkedim Amarim, as it relates to the bitter Shkedim, Ketanim Chayavim, when they're very small, then the halach is their Chayiv and Maisers, Gedoilim, as they cultivate, mature, Pturim, they're going to be Potter. The reason is because the big Shkedim Hamarim are too bitter to eat. They're Mamish, not even a Michael. As a result, in a Chayiv, when they're Klinchikas, then you're going to be chayiv. Mesukin, when it comes to the mesukin, it's just the opposite. Gedoilim chayavim, when they're big, you're going to be chayiv. Ketanim pturim, but when they're ketan, they're going to be potter. And the reason Rashi says this is because when they're ketan, nobody eats them. And when they're bigger, then you eat them already. So it's just more balabatish. The shkedim amorim, you eat when they're small, not when they're big. They're push too spicy when they're big. And shkedim amesukin, they used to eat them when they're big, not when they're small. Bishmob, Rabbi Yisiyoy, Memishum Aviv. He said, Zev is Eliftor. That as it relates to shkedim ktanim, it doesn't matter if they're marim or mesukim, either way they're going to be potter. And the reason is because when they're small, they're not choshev yet as a peri, and it's for that reason, in that case, they're going to be potter. Now, what does that mean when they get older? Okay, so maybe the distinction will be when they're older. Shkedim amarim will be potter even when they're bigger, right, older, we're dealing with almonds, but even when they're bigger, as opposed to the mesukim, you'll be chai. But he's just zeroing in on when the ktanim, the Mishnah's mashman is a chilek, one yeah, one not. Zev is Eliptor. Some say that what Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi said in the name of his father was the opposite. He said Zev is Elichiv, that once they're Shkedim Gedoilim, once they're bigger, at that point, doesn't matter if they're the Marim or the Mesukin for sure, but even the Marim, either way, they're going to be Chayv. Omer Rabbi Law said, Hoy Rabbi Chanin, but Tzipayri, Rabbi Chanin, once Paskin, the Alach Lamaisa and Tzipayri, Kedivre Yoimer, Zev is Eliptor, then in both cases, when they're Ktanim, they're going to be Potfait, the Gemara, the Ma'andam, Zev is Elichiv. I don't understand the Amri Lo Zev is Elochiv. How could Shkedim Amorim that are big, they're so spicy, there's no way in the world anybody would hold that they're Roy Lachila, that they should be Chayv. Maisnes, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Hoyo V'yochel Matkan Al Yedei Yor. It's true, Basheru Sham not, but you could always make it sweet by exposing it to fire, and being that you can sweeten it, that's why even now, if you didn't sweeten it yet, it's still going to be Chayef. Either way, this concludes today's daf. Exhale. So as it relates to Raid, I think it's Kedai to go back to yesterday's raid, talk a little bit more about the Leviim, and really, as we'll see, it's a davar chadash from two perspectives, and it's raid that's not only negeya the Leviim, but it's negeya the primary topic of the first half of Masechta Shulin, which are the laws of Shechita. So yesterday's daf very much centered around the pasuk in Parshas Nasai, the Vachig Esedra. The pasuk says, "Mi ben shloishim shana v'mayla, v'ad ben chamishim shana," referring to the Levi. From the time they turn 30 until they're 50, kolabo lavoid avoidas avoida v'avoidas masa v'oyomoy. A tongue-twisting pasuk. But the pasuk describes the avoid of the Levian, and it says from the age 30 to 50, that's when they went, lavoid, avoidas, avoidav, avoidas, masa, ba'il moed. Yesterday's daf, we spoke a lot about what that meant, right? What was the job of the Levi? You read L'shoinei Azov of the Rambam and Perek Gimel, Hilchas Klei HaMikdash. The Levi's job was to be Shomer the Mikdash, the Leviim that was Shayarim, the Leviim that were Mishayarim. He said over the Yisoid of the Brisker Rav that all Leviim were included in the job of Shmiras HaMikdash. But as it related to being Shayarim or Mishayarim, that already required a Minoy. There was a stereotype that a Levi got. I'm a Shayar. Nice to meet you. I'm a Shayar. Nice to meet you. And that was in contrast to the Kehanim, where there was no such thing. I'm a Zayrik and I'm a Makhtar. But rather, there were Paisois, there were Geirolois that determined Mi Shoychid, Mi Makabel, Mi Moilich, Mi Zayrik, etc., etc. But the point is that the Leviim were Shomrei HaMikdash. The Leviim were Shayarim. They were Mishayarim. We spoke about how when the Yidden, when the Midbar, the Leviim had a whole specific job. So many psukim in the Torah that talk about how they used to carry all the kalim and of the Mishkan itself. They were in charge of all the logistics. Sof of the Mishkav Yachinu. Okay, these were all in Yonim that we spoke about in yesterday's daf, and they're all included in this pasuk be'etzem. Mi ben shloishim shana v'mayla, v'ad ben chamishim shana kalaba lavoid avoidas avoida v'avoidas masa ba'olmai. Stating that, if you take a look at the Das Geinim Balei Tosfos on this pasuk, the Das Geinim says lavoid avoidas avoida. Schmack a word. Shchita hefshit v'nituach. You know what it's referring to? It's referring to shchita hefshit and nituach shehem avoidas ha-koyanim, which are really the job. It's the avoid of the koyanim. V'zeh ha-yu oisim ha-levim. Stating that, the Levim were the ones that did the shchita, the hefshit, and the nituach. Kedechsiv be'ezra u'bedivri ha-yom. Like it says in Sefer Ezra and in Divri ha-yom. V'gabi Pesach shal Chizkiyo. And it says regarding the carbon Pesach of Chizkiyo, ha-melech, shahoyu ha-levim, mafshitim, that the Levim were the ones that used to be mafshit. So it says, the Daskein of Ali Toysfus, you want to know what it means that the Levim, their job was lavoid, avoidas, avoido. It means shchita, hefshet v'nituach, three critical components of bringing every carbon, shehem avoidas ha-koyanim, which be'etzim with avoid of the koyanim, stating that the Levim used to do it. And that's this Indian of kalaba, lavoid avoidas avoida. If you take a look at the Bechor Shar, who was one of the Balei Tosfos, on the same pasuk in Parshas Nasai, kalaba, lavoid avoidas avoida, shir, shchita, hefshet v'nituach, she avoida l'avoidas ha-koyhanim, v'zeh hoyu oisim, and this is something that the Levim used to do, v'chulu ayin sham. But the Daskein, the Balei Tosfos, and the Bechor Shar, in other words, this is coming from the base medrash of the Balei Tosfos, they said that what does it mean that the Levim did l'avoid avoidas avoida, they did the shchita, the hefshet and the nituach, because these were things that was the avoid of the koyhanim. Now, at first glance, this is very, very tzarech bir. Shchita was the avoid of the koyhanim. Shchita we know is lav avoidehi. Shchita is ksher bizar. So what does the Daskenim Balei Tosfos even mean when the Daskenim says shchita hefshet v'nituach sheheim avoida l'avoidas ha-koyhanim? And befrat, it sounds like what the Balei Tosfos are saying is that shchita and hefshet v'nituach also, which did not have to be done by the Kohen per se, was done not by any fremda, not by any zar, but it was done by the Levi. What does this mean? We learned Zvachim, we learned Menaches. I think we all know Shchita Lav Avoidehi. Shchita is Ksheir Bizar. Anaya Maisa, it's Avoidas HaKoyhanim. And by the way, you want to know who does it? It's the Levim that do it. What exactly does it mean? It's something that's very, very tzarech bir. Now, the truth is that the Askenim didn't just say it. The Baal Tosfos said, "Vizeho you oisim halavim." Kedechsev, I'll prove it to you. You find it by Ezra, and you find it in Divrei Hayomim, and you find it by the Korban Pesach of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. So what exactly are all these psukim that the Baal Tosfos were referring to? So just to get a little bit of a feel. This is in Divrei Hayomim Beis. It's Perek Chav Tes. Pasuk Lamed Dalet. The context over there is the Korban Pesach that was brought in the times of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. There was a special Korban Pesach that was brought in the times of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. We once spoke at an epic Meshech Chachman, this Inyan, Ve'inkan HaMakom Laharech. Bekitzer, what Ramei Simcha says is that just like the first Korban Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim was Mishchu Yetchem Me'avodah Zarah U'kchulichem Tzayin Shal Mitzvah. So every time in history when the Yidden was steeped in Avodah Zarah and now they were distancing themselves from the Avodah Zarah, so they would bring a Korban Pesach to be merachik them again. Mishchu Yetchem Me'avodah Zarah U'kchulichem Tzayin Shal Mitzvah. And he says that's why you find that Chazal made such a big deal about the Korban Pesach of Chizkiyahu, because we know Chizkiyahu was the one who was mechaper for all the averus that his father Achaz had done, upotkumi don va'ad Beersheva, and they found that there was this incredible renewal in terms of the dedication of the Jews to the Torah, and that's why there was such a huge deal about the Korban Pesach, because that tshuva movement of Chizkiyahu's dar was manifest very much on the Yontav of Pesach through the Korban of Pesach, because that's the way the Yid was always merachik himself from the Avodah Zarah. But either way, the pasuk says as follows: Rak hakoyhanim hayu lema'at. There weren't that many koyhanim. They couldn't do the hefshin on all the oilos. So their brothers, the Levim, they helped them. At klois hamelocha, va'ad yiskadoshu akoyhanim, ki alevim yishrei levav liskadosh me'akoyhanim. The koyhanim were trying to do the hefshin, but there was too much going on. They couldn't do it. So the Levim helped them. Va'yichaskum. Right, ishes reyu yazoru lachav yomer chazak. Vayichaskum achem alavim. So Levim got involved. And he said, "Let us help you a little bit." So Levim helped him. I'm skipping to Perek Lamed. This pasuk Yud Zayin. Ki rabas pakol ashaloyis kadoshu. VaLevim al shchitas apsochim. So Levim took over. They said, "We'll deal with the shchit of the Korban Pesach. Let us do it." Because there was just too much going on. So let us be the ones that are going to get involved. In Divrei Hayomim Beis, this is in Perek Lamed Hei, this is talking about the Korban Pesach that was brought in the times of Yoshiyahu HaMelech. That same Meshech Chachma. Remeir Simcha says Yoshiyahu, we know, was the greatest Baal Tshuva of all time, Chazal say. It's because he walked into a generation again that was steeped in Avodah Zarah. And he again was merachdim from Avodah Zarah, and that's why he brought this Korban Pesach, where there was never a Korban Pesach like this brought, right, going back to the times of Meshech Rabbeinu. Why is that the dogush again by Yoshiyahu? Because again, the way the Yidden always the tshuva was through the Korban Pesach, that was the Mishchiyat Chamavay Dazar. But either way, the pasuk over there says, Vayishchatu ha-pasach, Vayizriku ha-koyhanim miyodam, Vayalevim afshiten. They shechted the Korban Pesach, the koyhanim took the dam from them and did the zrika, and then the Levim went and went mafshit. If you look at the Nois HaKelim on the Nach, Mitzudas David, Vayishchatu halavim shachatu, ki ashchit ekshayer bezar. And then the Kohen went and took the dam and did the zrika, and then the Levim went back and they were mashed. So you have it again by the Korban Pesach of Yoshiyahu HaMelech. Ezra, this is in Sefer Ezra, Perek Vav, this is talking about the times of Ezra. There too, we make a very big deal about the Korban Pesach that they brought, which by the way, this was the Spitz of Mishchu Yetchem Me'avodah Zarah. The first place of Mikdash was destroyed primarily because of the Chet of Avodah Zarah. And this is the beginning of Ayesheni, and they're doing tshuv in the times of Ezra, ki yodua. The Pasuk says, Vayasu b'nei ha-goyles ha-pasach, barba asal ha-chodesh ha-rishon, ki hitaru ha-koyhanim v'ha-levim ke-echot kulam toyrim, the ke-han levim v'tohar, v'yishchatu ha-pesach l'chol b'nei ha-goylo, v'lacheyim ha-koyhanim v'lohem. And then they, who's the they? We mentioned the Kehanim and the Levim. They went, they shechted the Korban Pesach for their brothers, the Kehanim. So look at the Nois HaKelim on Ezra. They is referring to the Levim. So you have it by the Korban Pesach of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. You have it by the Korban Pesach of Yoshiyahu HaMelech. And then you have it again in the beginning of Ayesheni, the Korban Pesach of Ezra. That the Levim are the ones that are doing the Shechita. The Levim are the ones that are doing the Hefshek. And it's even more than that. It sounds like they're not just doing it. Vayichasku machem alevim. They're helping the Kohanim. Because the Kohanim are too overwhelmed. And as a result, they need assistance. And who's the one that's assisting them? It's the Levim that are the ones that are assisting them. So again, the Baal Tosfos is pshat. And this Pasuk of Parshas Nasai is coming coming from Nach. It's coming from Divrei Hayomim Beis, Perek Chavtes, Perek Lamed, Perek Lamed Hey. It's coming from Ezra Perek Vav. These are obscure areas of Tanakh, but I'm just reading what the Baalei Tosfos say. And if you look up those psukim, you see mefurish that the Leviim are doing it, and when they do it together, of how they're doing it is they're helping the Kayhanim. And again, how does this reconcile with everything we know? We're so used to thinking Shechita Ksheira Bazar has nothing to do with the Kayin. Why is it that the Kayin is the one that it sounds like is responsible for the Shechita, and by the way, the Hefshet V'Nituach as well, and they can't do it, so Memeila, the Leviim are coming to the rescue. Vayichaskum. Why the Leviim? It doesn't have to be the Leviim. It could technically be any Yisrael. Poshipshat. What exactly is going on over here? So I saw Dover Nifla. And I saw this in the Sefer Simchas Yeshua from Hagoyin, Reb Simcha Maimon Shlita. It's an Arichos, it's 10 pages long, and there's so much there. Hafachba vafachba dekulova. But just the Iker Yisoid, what he says, the same pshat in this Daskein and Baalei Tosfos, which is a Bechar Shar. And really, he bases the whole Torah, all 10 pages, on the Yisoid from the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi is in Chelik Beis, it's in Simen Tes, and the Beis Halevi over there is discussing a Rashi that we've talked about many times in the Chabura. It's a Rashi Mesechtes Yevamos, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. The Gemara there brings a Braisa that says, Zor Sheshimesh B'Shabbos is Chayiv Shtayim. A Zor that does the Avodah on Shabbos, he's Chayiv Sim Tzveitamo. He's Chayiv Mishum Shabbos, and he's Chayiv Mishum Avodah. A Zor is not allowed to do the Avodah, and if it was on Shabbos, Yom Mechal Shabbos is going to be a problem about that as well. And the Gemara tries figuring out which Avodah is it, because in order to qualify as the Avodah, you have to check off two boxes. Number one, you have to be an Avodah that Zor is not allowed to do. Additionally, you have to be an Avodah that involves a Chil Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Zor Sheshimesh B'Shabbos B'Mai, what Avodah was it? Ibeshchita. Is it referring to Shchita, right? That sounds like a good one. Shchita for sure involves Chil Shabbos. But the Gemara says, Shchita B'Zor K'Sheira. We know Shchita K'Sheira Bazar. So if that's the case, it certainly can't be it. Zok Rashi, Shchita B'Zor K'Sheira. And if Shchita is kosher bizarre, the in comes Zaras. That means if a Zor would go ahead and do Shchita on Shabbos, you can't tell me he's Chayiv Shtayim, Mishum Shabbos, and Mishum Avodah. And the reason is because ain't Shum Zaras. A Zor is allowed to do Shchita. So if he's allowed to do Shchita, by him doing Shchita, he certainly didn't violate the Issa Zor of doing an Avodah. Freit the Shara Melech. It sounds like from Rashi that Rashi is saying that if a Zor would do Shchita on Shabbos, there wouldn't be a problem of Zaras. But it sounds like there would be a problem of Shabbos. Why? Because Shchita involves Chil Shabbos, one of the Lamates Malachas. Of a Freik the Shara Melech, if Shchita is Ksheira Bizar, so what's the problem if a Zor does Shchita on Shabbos? A Kohen's allowed to do Shchita on Shabbos. So if a Kohen's allowed to do Shchita on Shabbos, why should a Zor be different? Bishloiman Avoida that a Zor is not allowed to do. So if you go ahead and you do it on Shabbos to the extent it involves Chil Shabbos, so you got two problems. It's a Zaris, it's a Shabbos. But a Vifel Shchita is Ksheira Bizar, so it comes out a Zor Shchita is no different than a Kohen Shchita. So if a Kohen's allowed to do Shchita on Shabbos, a Zor should also do Shchita on Shabbos. Vazok Rashi freak the Shara Melch b'lashoyne Azor. Zor Sheshimish b'Shabbos b'may ibeshchita Shchita b'Zor Ksheira, and therefore ain't kam Yishum Zaris. Rashi is saying good, say better. Ain't kam Zaris, ain't kam Shabbos. Or b'Zok the Shara Melch. From the fact that Rashi didn't say that, Rashi only said ain't kam Zaris. You see that Shitas Rashi is that as much as Shchita's Ksheira b'Zor, but on Shabbos, when we say that Avoda is Hutra and Tchuya on Shabbos, it's dafka if a Kohen's going to go ahead and do it, not if a Zor is going to do it. And the question is why? Zok de Beis Halevi, in Chelik Beis Simen Tes, a Dover Gadol, which is really a Yesoid Nifla. And that is, it's true a Zor is allowed to do Shchita, but the Chiyuv Shchita, the Mitzvah of Shchita, the Achrayis of the Shchita, that's not the Zor's Achrayis. That's only the Kohen's Achrayis. No, Shchit is part of Hakrovas HaKarban. Who's Achroy to bring a Karban? It's the Kohanim that are Achroyim to bring the Karban. Being that the Kohanim are the ones that are Achroyim to bring a Karban, that means the Chiyuv and the Achrayis and the Mitzvah of Shchitas Karban, because you can't bring a Karban without doing the Shchita, that's Mutul 100% on the Kohen. It just so happens the Kohen doesn't have to do every aspect of the Avodah by himself. He has a right to delegate. He can farm it out. He can outsource. That's something that's his right. When it comes to the shechita, he can even outsource it to a czar. But here's the point. The point is the chiyuv, the mitzvah, the achrayus of the avodah, zok to Beis Halevi, that's pashut, that's something that belongs to the kohen. What Rashi is being megalotas here in Yevamos Lamed Gimel Amud Beis is that the only time I'm allowed to do a shechita on Shabbos is if I have a mitzvah to do the shechita. I have a chiyuv to do the shechita. I have an achrayus to make sure the shechita is done. Whoever has the mitzvah and the chiyuv, he's allowed to go ahead and do it. The kohen is the only one that has the mitzvah and the chiyuv, and mela, only the kohen's allowed to do it. The czar, yeah, I can get this contract and be the one that's going to do the shechita, but it's never going to be my mitzvah. I'm going to be doing it as an agent of the kohen. I'm going to be satisfying the kohen's obligation through my action. But being that it's not the mitzvah of the czar, it's not the mitzvah of the Yisrael, that's why you wouldn't be able to do it on Shabbos. What Rashi was saying, Zok to Beis Halevi, is that the only time shechita is leicha Shabbos is if it's your mitzvah, it's your chiv, it's your achrayis. That's true for the kohen, it's not true for the czar. So Simcha Maimon said that the emes is it's very meduyik in the chinuch. Listen to these subtle diyukim, but they're fire. If you take a look at the chinuch, mitzvah kuf tes vav. This is the mitzvah of maisei ha'oila, right? Bringing the carbon oil. So the chinuch says, midinei ha'mitzvah. What are the dinim of the mitzvah? Masha amru zechroin and levracha. The maisei ha'oila, shayin aske, all the thing. I don't, you want to know the dinim of mitzvah? Learn kachim. Shrichten esa behema ba'azara. Uvashchita, by the way, it's k'sher afil bazarim. B'kabbalas adam ve'elch mitzvah kuna. You do this rika. You do the half shade. You do the nituach. He goes on and he tells you the whole ma'aseh oil. So you want to know what the dina? What does dina mitzvah mean? How do you do the mitzvah? The way you do the mitzvah is shchita, kabbalah, heilacha, zrika, half shade, nituach, kuloi kalal, right? Shvicha shirai. He goes. He tells you all the dina mitzvah. At the end of the mitzvah, zogt der Chinuch, v'noyheges bezman abayis bezichrei kohuna. The mitzvah of oil is noyeg dafka by zichrei kohuna. V'koyen v'chulu. If the mitzvah of shechita, if the mitzvah of oila includes in it shechita, how could the chinuch say when I hegus b'zman abayis b'zichrei kohuna? It's not true b'zichrei kohuna. It's not true. There's a chelik of the mitzvah of oila. It's negay everybody. The shechita. The hefshe, the nituach. These are things that are kshere bizarre. Vazok the chinuch. It's a fire dick. Vinoy heges bizman abayis bizichre kohuna. It's not true. Yeah, 80% of it. But what about the other 20%? What, 20% of a mitzvah is gunished? Right? Alti mitzvah kala beinecha. Right? Of course not. There's no question in the world that's part of the mitzvah. So how could the chinuch say when the heges not abayis bizichre kohuna? He should have said there's a chelik of it that's noy heges by the kohen, and there's a chelik of it's not heges by the kohen. If you take a look by the mitzvah of shlomim, mitzvah kuf mem aleph, maise zevach hashlomim. The dina mitzvah is much longer because a lot more going on with the shlamim. And in the middle, the chinuch says, "V'hamelochay shalehen kagoyin shchita zrika hefshin nituach malika haktaras emurim mefurashes b'menaches." So mefurashes mesachtes menaches. Then at the end of the mitzvah again, "V'noyheges mitzvahs hashlamim b'zman abayis b'zichrei kehuna ki lohem chiyuv avoida." Zokhtav Simcha Maimon. You know what the beer is? It's that last line of what the chinuch is saying in mitzvah kuf mem aleph. Avad shchita is ksheir bazar, but it's not the zar's mitzvah. You want to know whose mitzvah it is? It's the koyin. Mitzvah. And that's what the oisphere of the chinuch is over here in Kuf Mem Aleph. Ki lohem chiyuv avoida. That's why it's only noyheges bezichrei kohuna. What's he muching? He's muching so many aspects of the shlomim that has no shaychus to kayanim. Right, you could eat it. There's a lot of things you could do with the shlomim. Why is it noyheges bezichrei kohuna? It's a mefurish chinuch. Ki lohem chiyuv avoida. Because there's an afkamina between who has the mitzvah, who has the obligation, who has the responsibility versus who can physically be the one to go ahead and do it. A czar could do the shechita, but it's not his mitzvah. The mitzvah is noyheges bezichrei kohuna. Only the kohen's going to have the mitzvah. And the hey name divrei Beis Halevi. That's what the Beis Halevi means when he said pshat and Rashi Yevam Aslam and Gimel on the base, that even though shechita is ksher bezar, but a czar shechita is not going to be doicha Shabbos, it's because even though he could do the shechita, but it's not his mitzvah. But it's not his mitzvah. As opposed to, when it comes to the kohen has the chiyuv, the kohen has the mitzvah. And being that the kohen has the chiyuv and the kohen has the mitzvah, it's for that reason that when it comes to the kohen, his shechita is very much going to be the Shabbos. But it's mavur in the Beis Halevi, it's mafurish in the chinuch, this you say. And that is shechita's ksheir bazar. But who had the mitzvah? Who had the chiyuv? Who had the responsibility to go ahead and do it? That was all the kohanim. That's what the Bali Tesfus mean. And this pasuk over here in Parashas Nasai. Lavoid avoidas avoida. Zok de daskenim. Shchita. Hefshet, the Nituach, Shehem Avoidas HaKoyhanim. The Bechor Shor says the same thing. It's the Avoid of the Koyhanim. And the Kash is, it's a plea. What do you mean it's the Avoid of the Koyhanim? How did this become the Avoid of the Koyhanim? It's Shechitas Ksheru Bizar. It's Avoidas HaKoyhanim. It's the responsibility of the Koyhanim to go ahead and do the Shechita. They rather don't have to do it themselves. If they want to farm it out, they have a right to go ahead and farm it out. But it's their Chiv. And that's what the Bali Tosfos is doing over here. It's Poshet. That's the beer over here in the Daskin and Bali Tosfos. That's the beer in the Bechor Shor. Oh, but the Emes is, you see another component. You see another thing here. Again, the first Chiddush that we're taking out of this raid, it's Hafla V'Fela. And that is that even though Shechita is Ksher Bizar, but the Mitzvah Shechita is not the Zor. It's so posh, right? It's been staring us in the eyes forever. It's not the Zor's Mitzvah, it's the Koyen's Mitzvah. He has the Mitzvah, he has the Chiyav, he has the Achrayas. That's Pshat in the Rashi in Yuvam Islam at Gimel Amabeis. That's the all the diktukim over here in the Sefer HaChinuch, that's Pshat in the Bali Tos over here in Parshas Nasli. Whose Chiyav is it? It's the Chiyav of the Koyen Grada. If he wants to outsource this to Azar, this is something that he very much has a right to do. But you see another thing, and that is that who did he used to outsource it to? He used to outsource it to the Leviim, right? That's what he used to do. That's the second part of the Bali Tosfos. Lavoid avoidas avoida is the shechita, the hefshet v'nituach. Any zar could do shechita, hefshet v'nituach. This is the pasuk that's describing what the Levi did. Norvas. Shehem avoidas hakoyanim v'zehoyu oisim halavim. The Levim used to do it. And take a look at the Rayam and Beis, Choftes and Lamed Hey, and Ezra Perek Vav, and go through all those psukim to see that that's what's going on over here. But what's the beer in that? The beer is Pasha. It's what we spoke about yesterday. Because really, what is the job of the Levi? The job of the Levi is, the Torah says clearly, Va'etnos ha-Levim nesunim la'harin u'levanam mitoich b'nei Yisrael, la'avid es avoyde b'nei Yisrael ba'yomai, to do whatever needs to get done. That's their job. So you're right. It's Shmiras HaMikdash, it's Shoyarim, it's Meshoyarim. In the times of the Midbar, they were taking care of the logistics. Chevra, what the Levim used to do was, they were the Gabbai, they were the assistant of the Koyhanim. I've never seen this visual. But this is what's going on. We were never in the Beis HaMikdash, we were never Zoicha. We always talk about Levim, Beshirim of Zimran. That's part of the equation. The Levim are literally the executive assistants of the Koyhanim. The Koyhanim are doing the Avoid, and the Eibush, I'm giving you a gift. I'm giving you the Levim, the Sunim laharinu levanav. Emma says, I looked around a little bit. I found it's a mefurish asforna. The asforna is in Parshas Koyach. So again, the psukim of the Levim are so wordy. I mean, just bima the sedra by midbar nasi by loyscha. You'll see it. But in other places in the Torah as well, one of the places in Parshas Koyach. Vani hine lo kachti es achechem halavim mitoich bnei Yisrael lochem matana nesunim lashem lavoi des avoi des oyomoy. Zok the asforna she yischayvu lavoi b'mesvaschem b'chol hatzorich b'oyomoy. The job of the Levi is to do anything that needs to be done, right? You're hiring someone, what's your job? I'm very busy, I get overwhelmed, I need someone to help me, I need an assistant. Whatever I throw at you, I need you to get done. That's the job of the Levi. The Kohen has an assistant, and that's what his job is. Anything that's going to have to get done in the Oyel Moed, anything, mamish midover, koton vadover gadol, that's what their responsibility is going to be. And that is the oimik of the Havon of understanding what Levi's job was. Levi's job is, he's the Kohen's assistant. That's the Meshachach we mentioned yesterday. The Kohen is Tashmi. The Levi is Tashmish, the Tashmish. He's the Kohen's assistant. He's the Gabbah. That's mamish what he is. That is his job. Now, there's a few unique things that the Torah wants him to do. Shmiras HaMikdash, Shayarim and Meshayarim. Ad kedei kach, that if a Kohen would do it, he would even be Chayiv Mises. You have to learn that up maybe a little bit better. But the bottom line is, you want to know high level what the Levi's responsibility is, what's his job? It's literally, he is Va'etnos HaLevim Nesunin LaHarin LeVanov. He is the assistant of the Kohen. But just to end, the end of this shtickle, so Rav Simcha Maimon was Metzayin HaGoyen. This Goyen is also in Divrei HaYomim. This is in Divrei HaYomim Aleph. It's Perek Vav, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, and Pasuk Lamed Aleph. The Pasuk says as follows, V'acheim HaLevim. This is the beginning of Divrei HaYomim, Perek Vav. So Divrei HaYomim goes mamish from Shesh Yimei Bereshis all the way to when Divrei HaYomim ends. V'acheim HaLevim, this is mamish, these parashias, the parashias that we're holding now, Bamidbar Nasei Baleischa, this is what's going on here in Divrei HaYomim. V'acheim HaLevim, Nisunim L'chol Avodas Mishkan Beis Holikim. They were given over for all the avodas of the Mishkan. I mean, again, once you hear this raid, it's Of course, is what the pasuk means. Nesunim lechol avodas mishkan beis olikim. V'harinu vanav maktirim al mizbach ha'oila, v'al mizbach ha'ktoires, lechol meleches kodesh ha'kodashim, u'lechaper al Yisrael kechol ha'shetziv ha'moshe eved olikim. You go through this pasuk 100 miles an hour, because it feels like you said this pasuk already 500 times, right? Again, we're just repeating this over and over and over again. It's up to going. V'acheim ha'levim. Pirish, Shar Halavim, not the Koyanim. Nisunim lechol avoidas mishkan beiso alekim. Hainu, lisayeya la Koyanim b'shchita, v'hevshet, v'nituach, v'shar avoidas shezor kosher bohem. Imamish says what the Bali Teis was saying in Parashas Nasai. So v'acheim halavim lechol avoidas mishkan. The next pasuk, v'harun uvan of maktirim al mizbach ha'oilo v'al mizbach ha'ktoires lechol meleches kodesh ha'kodashim ritzoyne loymar, says the goyin, abekol avoida she'en k'sherin ela b'koyin. All the avoidas that are not kosher, only by a koyin, that the pasuk says, make sure Aharon had to know that this is something he had to do. No, it was the Goyen is the Bali Tosfos, but the Goyen is also being mefarish the psukim beautifully. He says the Levim were the assistants of the Kohen. So the Kohen knows, oh, v'achem ha-Levim, nesun l'chol avodas mishkan beis olikim. I can ask you to do anything. Zok the pasuk, no. You have to realize v'aharen uvanov maktirim al-mizbach ha-oilo, v'al-mizbach ha-ktoires, l'chol meleches kodesh ha-kodosh. There is the avodas ha-mishkan and there's the meleches of kodesh ha-kodoshim. The avodas ha-mishkan, the Levi can do anything. Yeah, there's a lot of things that are shein and bizarre. Zok the goyim l'sayeya b'shchita v'hevshev v'niduach. But there is a place where you draw a line. There is a place where the Levi is not allowed to help, and that's the hemshech ha-psukim. V'achem ha-levin esu l'chol avodas mishkan beis olikim. But not everything. You have to know v'aharon uvanov maktirim al mizbach ha-oilo v'al mizbach ha-ktoires. So Simcha Maimon said, and we'll end with this, that if you take a look at Parshas Bamidbar, this is Perek Gimel Pasuk Tes. Venosato es halevim laharen ulevanov. Nesunim nesumin heimoloi meis b'nei Yisrael. Right, the Levim are 100%. What's the next pasuk? Vesaharoin veesbonov tifkoit veshamru esku nasam vazara korev yumas. What's the hemshich of the two psukim? It's mamish hein hein divrei agra. It's the goyim. On the one hand, venosatus na Levim laharoin ulevanov nesunim nesunim heimelo es bnei Yisrael. And like the sforna taiches, like the goyim now we see says it's daskein bali taiches the bechor shor. That really the Levim with assistance they could do anything. Oh, if that's the case, so does that mean everything? No. Vesaharoin veesbonov Tifkoid, the Shamras Kunasa, make sure Aharon Uban of Chab. You can't have everything be done by your assistant. There's a time where you, as the executive, need to step in and you need to take that meeting and you need to take that call. You need to draft that note, right? This is something you need to do by yourself. In fact, Ad Kedei Kach, Vazara Karev Yumas. That this is so chomer that if the Zara is going to get too close, he's even going to be Chayv Nisan. That's the Hemshech of the Psukim. The role of the Levi was, yeah, like the Rambam lays out in the beginning of Perakim Hilchas Klei HaMikdash. It was Shmiras HaMikdash. It was Shayarim. It was Meshayarim, the unique role that they had when the Yidden were in the Midbar. But really, on even on a higher level, then the Sunim Heimel Aharon, their Aharon's assistant. And that's why you find in the G'dayleh Rishonim, in the Torah of the Goyen, it's Psukim and Nach, that the Kayhanim used to farm out even the Shchita, the Hefshet. Kayhanim farming out Shchita, what does the Kayhan have to do with Shchita? Yeah, because the Chiyuv, the Mitzvah, that's very much the Kayhan. But who used to help him with all this? It was the Levi that used to help him. Either way, two Chidush, Ein Beis Medrash, Beloi Beis Chidushim. The first Chidush is that even though Shchita is Ksheir Bazar, but at the end of the day, the Chiyuv, the Mitzvah, the Achrayas of the Shchita, that was something that belonged very much to the Kayin, based on the Beis HaLevi, the Rashi and Yevamos, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, the Loshoinus of the Chinuch, a Mitzvah Kuf Tes Vav, and in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Aleph. The second Chiddush is that the job of the Levim was to be the Gaboim, to be the assistants, to always help out the Kayhanim. So in as much as the Torah gave certain roles to the Levi, and they're very unique, if a Kayhan does it, he's Chayv Misa, and even if a Levi does the other Levi's job, even that's going to end up being an issue. But you want to understand the job of the Levi in the Beis HaMikdash from a high level, he's Tashmish the Tashmish, like Rami Simcha said, B'Lashayni Azah. What he's doing is, he's there to assist the Kayhan in everything he needs to do, be it the avoidas that the Torah told him he should assist the Kohen with, or be it Shechita, Hefshev, and Nituach, any avoida that's the responsibility of the Kohen, because all avoidas, even the ones that are Ksheir Bizar, are the responsibility of the Kohen. But at the same time, the Ksheir Bizar, who was the one that very Yov Vayechaskum was always the Levi, That's why you find the Levima doing the Shechita, you find that doing the Hefshit, you find that doing the Nituach. Again, this is just another Shlav, another layer in terms of understanding a little bit better what the role of Sheva Levi was in the Beis HaMikdash.